This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation and by Phillips 66. Lightspeed is pleased to announce the availability of the new Zulu 2. Stop by the Lightspeed Pavilion across from Hangar B at Oshkosh and give it a try. Improving in the areas of quiet, comfort, and clarity, Zulu 2 once again sets the standard in the premium headset market.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb reporting from AirVenture 2011, and I'm talking with Jeff Skiles. He's here to work with the Build-A-Plane Teachers Day, and he's going to give us an update on what he's up to these days and what he thinks of the importance of education.
Well, I'm Sully and I, should say, are the co-chairman of the Young Eagles program for the EAA, which is a very important program for getting kids involved in aviation. Just about, you know, every organization in aviation, even magazines, you'll constantly read things about how are we going to create the pilots of tomorrow, the air traffic controllers of tomorrow, the aerospace engineers of tomorrow, and we have to reach out to the kids today in the schools, hopefully, get teachers to really promote aviation and make them understand that there are great careers available for kids today and that we really need people today because I know in the airline industry, you know, it's an aging population. I'm 51 years old. I'm a very young guy at my airline. The average age is 59. We're going to be having a wholesale turnover of the people, you know, in the airlines just over the next 10 years. There are fantastic careers available. Same thing is true in air traffic control. The same thing is true in mechanics. We need to attract kids to aviation. And there are programs like the Young Eagles, for instance, the EAA, that do a fantastic job of that. We have chapters all around the country, and in fact, all around the world. They give Young Eagle rallies. Anybody that wants to get a ride in an airplane, you know, any kid, I should say, between 8 and 17, if you don't know when there's a Young Eagle rally in your area, you can call up the EAA headquarters here in Oshkosh, and they'll set you up with a flight. Plus, they have support programs afterwards. They have grants. They have scholarships, free ground school. When you pass your ground school, they'll pay for your FAA flight written test. When you pass that, they'll pay for your first flight lesson. You get a free membership in sport aviation now. So there are a lot of programs that we're developing to support the growth of pilots behind the scenes.
Okay, thank you. And what else are you up to? Are you you're still flying for your airline, and what else do you do these days?
Actually, I'm on a leave of absence, but I do a lot of talks in the safety area, for instance, right now, and also particularly in medical safety. So kind of relating the lessons that we have learned in the airline business and in the corporate world over the last 20 years to other industries. The concept of having a systems approach where instead of depending on one particular individual, where it used to be like, for instance, the captain, or like in the medical industry, it would be like the doctor, using the entire system, the knowledge of the entire group to really improve safety as we have done in aviation. You know, a lot of people don't realize that the last major airline accident was 10 years ago. We haven't had one single fatality in a major airline in 10 years. The airlines that have developed, you know, all the safety programs and really implemented them. The accidents we've had are more in regional carriers that predominantly don't follow the same safety protocols that we do in the major airlines. So we managed to create a system. You know, you can never can say never. I mean, certainly there will be an accident in the future. I mean, it's just a law of probability. But we've created a very, very safe airline system, and there's a lot of lessons that can be expanded upon and taken into other industries as well.
Okay, and that is in the U.S., right? Because there have been other accidents, Air France and...
Yeah, that's true, within the U.S.
Okay, and do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I'm here at Oshkosh Air Venture, which is just a wonderful celebration of flight for anybody who has never experienced it. This absolutely has to be on your bucket list of things to do. Come here to Oshkosh and just experience the camaraderie and the community of flight that is evidenced everywhere you see here.
Okay, thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation and by Lightspeed, with over 775 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry. It's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.